It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. All right, good. Yes, folks, that was me finishing off our sound check and starting the show. I'm your host, Joe Canelli, joined by Dan Antonucci.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, nice response, nice and quick, right after you were introduced. That's lovely. So this is your daily sports dump for today, Friday, February 7th. My brother's birthday is in just a couple days. Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting. Is it the 9th?
It is.
Nice. My mom's the 11th.
Why did you ask if it was the 9th?
Because you said a couple days. So
breaking
just
news.
Make sure you weren't exaggerating.
Okay, that's true. Well, we're post-Super Bowl, and now we are post-NBA trade deadline. So we're kind of in a vacuum of sorts. And that's trying to be filled by the XFL. Now, we did our XFL preview a few days ago. Do you remember that?
Boy, was that exciting. Go Defenders.
Defenders. And what city is the Defenders for?
Washington, D.C.
There you go. How many other teams can you name right now?
Several. The Seattle Dragons.
Good.
The Tampa Bay, is that a city, or Miami?
They're both cities. I don't know if they actually have teams.
Okay.
XFL, I'm looking for XFL.
Oh, the L.A. Wildcats.
Yes. Never forget that.
Yeah.
That
so forgettable,
super unique.
You have to remember.
It's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I can. I mean,
that's,
I could sit here,
that's
but
plenty
it might be
too.
Less
yeah.
than compelling audio if I sit here
and just try
and
to guess.
It
was
it.
I was going to try to turn it into a game, but we did the other thing as a game last time, so we'll skip that.
Hey, it bodes well for the XFL that I got almost half the teams.
That's true. You
later.
Got three of them.
Yep.
And ultimately, us discussing how lame the LA Wildcats name was really kind of seared it into my head.
Mm-hmm.
So now I won't forget it when it's the LA / Kentucky / Arizona / Villanova Wildcats.
There you go.
Wasn't there a movie called Wildcats
yes,
with Goldie
there was
Hawn?
Goldie Hawn, yep.
And she was a woman coach, and now there was a woman coach in the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
Life
for
imitates
the 49ers,
art.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. They ought to do a movie on the original 49ers.
That would be nice.
Or like if some 49ers actually got like body switched with the football team.
Ooh.
And then suddenly you've got Jimmy Garoppolo panning for gold. And then you've got old grizzled prospectors with their pickaxes just running at defenses and stuff.
Now that, one of the greatest video games ever was called Brutal Sports Football. And it took place.
What? Brutal Sports Football?
Yeah, it was a series of sports games called Brutal Sports.
Oh,
I
see.
These guys were like short, bearded Viking men.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Yes, and so they would play the game, but they have weapons and whatnot.
You could throw an axe. It was very fun.
It was like
gameplay.
A combination of football and a Lord of the Rings kind of situation.
It was a wonderful game. I've tried to find a working ROM of it. I may just have to buy a Jaguar and a game and an old TV and just make it happen.
Well, the only thing I know of those things you mentioned is an old TV.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know what a Jaguar is.
Atari Jaguar 64-bit gaming system. Very underperformed in the sales
department.
Sector.
Okay.
But I loved it. And every game.
What happened to
delayed.
Yours then? What did you do with yours?
Oh, I kept it for a very long time.
And then what?
It's probably in storage somewhere in my house in Connecticut.
Well, you should, you know, your parents are a little younger than mine. My folks are starting to send boxes of random crap here and ask me to get stuff out that they're trying to throw out for no reason, really, other than, I guess, to keep an attic fire from happening.
There you go.
Which is a good enough reason, but like, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want papers from college.
No.
But I also don't want them to throw it out because I want to see what's in there.
Well, maybe you can shrink them or digitize them.
I got to get my baseball cards out here somehow, and I don't know how I'm going to do that.
I always worry of a flood or something back home with my cards.
Well, see, mine are in the attic, so a flood will be okay.
Smart.
Yeah.
Mine are on the first floor above the basement.
Oh, you know where your cards are, though.
Absolutely. My
into the
favorite
mic.
Cards, yeah.
Yeah, your who? What's your favorite card? What's your best baseball card?
Is a 1984 USFL Vaughn Johnson XRC rookie card.
What's XRC?
It means they're like some, like his first NFL card would be considered his rookie card.
Yes.
With an asterisk, because the XRC is like the first card of this person of him. Made.
That's yeah. your best card?
Well, who? That's my favorite card.
Your favorite Vaughn card. Vaughn Johnson with the Saints? Yeah. yeah.
I also have two of the Sam Mills of the same USFL, his XRC.
Also a Saints linebacker.
I love that Saints defense, linebacking crew, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling.
Oh, Johnson, yes. That Sam was a Mills. Very good linebacker crew.
Yep, yep.
You don't hear about linebacker crews like that anymore.
Nope. Thing of the past. There were some excellent ones. I
won't the Buccaneers had yeah. some good ones. The Giants had good ones. Mm-hmm. The Bears obviously had good ones. You're yeah. right. Talking about old linebacking core, that's not what this episode's about.
No. It was for a minute there.
It was. You're yeah. right. You're right. You're right. So what's your most valuable card? None of those
Oh, my most valuable card?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Too many to choose from. I mean, I've got so many
what's
hockey
a
cards
valuable
of value.
Card? Hockey? Barry,
every name of major sports athlete from 79 to 83, and I'll tell you if I have the
Ricky Henderson. Do you have his rookie card?
My brother does, so yes.
Oh, so you're like my brother operating as a team with your cards.
Yes, except for certain ones.
There weren't many overlapping years with my brother and I. How much older is yours?
3 years older.
Okay, see, I'm 6 years older, so there's more of a gap. We didn't have as much of an overlap in card collecting.
Okay, I see. Yeah, we would go and we would sell cards as well and have our little stations at...
like a lemonade stand, but for cards?
Yeah, no, like...
You
got
to talk into the top of the
mic,
bro. You're talking to the side. You're talking into the side of it. That's the top.
Oh, jeez Louise, these things.
Well, they're not...
Can't even get a 360-degree mic in 2020.
You're right. They're not the greatest mics in the world, but...
No, they're very good
mics. If you know how to use them, they're fine.
Well, now I know how to use them. I'll stop talking.
This is like your 30th episode.
I know. That's incredible. I need a plaque or some sort of lanyard.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you should know how to talk into the mic by now.
Oh, I knew what you were saying, but I wasn't going to give you the satisfaction.
Ah. Finally, some honesty.
Michael Jordan sticker rookie card. Is
okay. Still unstuck.
Willie Mays. I mean, I have a Brooks Robinson card.
Whoa, okay. Now there's some good ones.
Several Mike Singletary rookie. I mean, literally
so
every
you got,
rookie
it sounds
card.
Like you have more football. You don't have as many baseball cards.
Oh, tons of baseball cards.
All right. But you were collecting after me because you're so much younger.
I mean,
younger.
I challenge you to name a baseball card between the two of us that we don't have.
Well, I can't be sure that your brother has that Ricky Henderson rookie card because even he's younger than I am. So that was at the beginning of my collecting. I also have a Jim Palmer rookie card that I traded with some guy named Sabino.
There
traded
you go.
Him a bunch of, like, commons and stuff. It was in awful condition, but still a Palmer rookie card.
Yeah, hey, that's great.
Can't beat that.
We had an awful condition. I have an awful condition Bobby Smith hockey rookie card. An awful condition something or other Willie Mays card.
My dad, one time, I don't know if he ripped a Daryl Strawberry rookie or a Mattingly rookie. Jeez. One was bent and one was ripped in terms of punishments. And I think it hurt him more than it hurt us.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't capable of corporal punishment.
Right.
So he had to do that.
That is a severe punishment.
Very severe.
My brother probably would have beat up my dad if he ever
Well,
did.
The equivalent to, like, my mother... In the same circumstance. I'm not sure what kind of beating it would have been. Pardon me. That was my cough button. She
nice.
Didn't hold back. And if you're listening to this, Mom, because we have some New York subscribers. I don't know who they are.
Oh, good.
I don't blame you for them.
Maybe Perry
They were all
Cuomo.
Deserved.
Yeah.
Who knows? I put out yesterday an invitation for anyone to buy us based on the fact that the Ringer just sold for like $200 million.
Oh.
And Barstool Sports sold for $450
yeah, and,
million.
And some of those can be toxic from time to time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Barstool, I didn't know this, but I guess it started out with a bunch of pictures of scantily clad ladies.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, my judgment on them has shifted over the years.
Oh, yeah, I'm not pro Barstool Sports. They seem to be kind of the
Hustler.
The MAGA crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should reach out to Mark Cuban, though. He's very transparent. And
well, maybe I will. I mean, you know, and what I said is, you know, we may not be as good as The Ringer, but I don't know that The Ringer is 250 times better than us.
No way.
Which means $1 million would be a bargain. for the whole package?
Well, the way the amount he would get from it long term and the amount he would have to put into it to get it to that point, a million would be a steal for him.
Absolutely.
You could probably even say 8 to 10 million and he'd buy it for that amount.
Because if it was a million and then you just pay me for a couple years, put it together, then you you flip it for like 400 million.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to get in contact with Mark Cuban.
And all he does is one tweet that says, hey, folks,
yes,
I've acquired this wonderful new
boom
sports entertainment company known as the Sports Dump.
Ba-do-ba-do-ba-doom. And there it is.
And there you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have to retain some ownership.
Yes.
And Quincy, of course, also. Yeah.
Or a good trio. You, Mark, and Quincy would get along.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to give him a third.
Banter. Yeah.
So you're just, and then I'd finally be able to pay you for the logo.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be like a digital advisor.
Yeah, you'd have a salary job. Would you still keep your other job?
Nope. Oh, or maybe.
If I took you away from that job, that wouldn't be I'd be persona non grata.
Yep.
All right. Well, one other thing I want to say before we end. The boring weekend up ahead. Right? What is it? Is there
sure.
the NHL All-Star game maybe?
Yeah, see.
Here's the opportunity ahead for you though, folks. Wow, it took a really long pause there.
Yeah.
I should go back. No, I'll fill it with something. Yeah. I'll put some music underneath.
Put some music.
Because I knew what the thought was. This is a great opportunity to get into the English Premier League. Now, you'd have to record the game tomorrow. The first one's at 4:25 a.m. here. But it's like 7:25 a.m. East Coast.
Yeah. Or get to bed early and
get to or
watch
TV
it.
Or record it.
Yep.
And then here's the glory of the Premier League. Next weekend, Friday, there's a game at noon here. And Monday there's a game at noon, like 3 p.m. Eastern. You're not going to get high-level sports during the day like that.
A lot of people are at work or not in watching sports.
I'm just inviting people to get on board now. This is like a stock tip. And this stock, people have been predicting it was going to go up and go up and go up for years. But now it's slowly climbing and the spike is going to come. And you want to be there before the spike.
That's true.
Don't want to be the guy wearing the new Tottenham hat when everybody knows that you're a new fan.
Yep.
So buy your Tottenham hat now if you want.
It's a good call.
Thank you. And the other thing is, this is an assignment for you and then for any of our listeners. Right now, this is mostly in the L.A. area, but we're going to be putting some of our bumper stickers around town. I've already got some in the Valley, and I'm going to ask Dan to put some around town down in Santa Monica next time he gets a chance, or maybe down in Hollywood.
Well, I've handed out several high-quality vinyl stickers.
I don't want you handing them out. I want these. This is like graffiti. And if you ever see one, folks.
I have a past with that. I can't. I still owe community service for that very
For
offense.
Graffiti?
Yeah.
You were tagging something?
Many as a teenager, yes.
All right. Well, you're an adult now, so you can be a little better about not getting caught.
Okay.
So if you folks ever see one of our patented sports dump bumper stickers, I almost said
dumpster stickers.
Dumper stickers. Well, the great thing about these bumper stickers is they're so small that they defeat the purpose of being a bumper sticker.
Yes.
Now, any of our patrons will get one of those sent to them, but we haven't had any patrons yet. So we also will send you a sticker if you take a picture. If you see one of our stickers somewhere in town and you take a picture and you put it on our Twitter page, or our Instagram page. I don't know if you can put it on other people's Instagram pages. You
that,
can't do
that
stuff like that.
Technology is still in the works.
Yeah, you got to tweet us with the picture or Instagram us with the picture. I don't know how you would do that, but you know how. And then you'll get one of those bumper stickers sent to you.
That's very good. We should also pay people if they do that.
No.
Incentivize them.
No, they're being paid with a sticker. I don't have payment.
You pay them, you know, 5 or 10 cents every time they spot a picture of a sticker.
Well, I think a sticker is worth 5 or 10 cents.
That's true.
Don't you think they'd rather get the sticker than 5 or 10 cents?
Absolutely.
Or maybe they'd rather have neither, but
no, they definitely want the sticker.
I guess they wouldn't turn down the 5 or 10 cents.
No, who would? 2020, you got to save.
That's true. True. Even though the economy is doing well, you got to ask yourself, is it doing well for you?
Yeah. Is it doing well long term?
If you're a billionaire, maybe, but we don't have many billionaires listening from what I know.
No, I don't think so. Mark Cuban will be our first.
He will, and he won't be our last, though. I'll
nope.
tell you that much, because he can get other billionaires on
Correct.
Board.
Correct. We'll be known as the sports entertainment for billionaires.
Oh, I don't know
which
if I want to be
yeah,
that. But I think ESPN, I think The Ringer is already that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill Simmons is popular with the billionaire crowd.
Just for the record, those guys are all corporate shills, just like any other news team. Let's not get it twisted.
Once no, that's what we're looking to become.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Right now, we're shills with no corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So we could shill for you, corporates. All right, that's a good final. I've talked about the Twitter. That's at Sports Dump Show on Twitter, and then the_sports_dump on Instagram. And we no longer have Facebook.
See you later, Facebook.
Even though Instagram is owned by Facebook, so yep. It's kind of moot, but no more Facebook for us. And that's just the way it is. And also go to sportsdump.com. I know I keep promising to do something with that, but I sure will. We may have a video going up. Oh, I got to look at that.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Surprises are in store.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I got to go get you that catcher's mask. All right. Later.